Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
So we're rolling. Is that the term they
roll
use
and
now?
Roll.
Rolling. We're rolling. Like the tape's rolling. The cassette tape.
The cassette tape.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
No, sir, we are not.
No, we're not going to. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios. I'm soft-spoken Mark.
And I'm Heidi. Thanks.
Wait, why couldn't I go over the top, like, really loud?
It's just like...
But don't you think it catches everyone's attention?
This room isn't big enough for you to be talking that loud with me right now.
Do you think people drive and then all of a sudden they hear my voice go that loud and they get scared?
No, you're the... And then they lower the volume, then they can't hear, and then they got to raise the volume. It's one of those.
So you just want to keep it like this?
So let's just keep it monotone the whole time, and then we'll just talk like
this. Conversational.
Yeah.
Just cool, man.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Heidi. What's up?
I'm so good. It's so good to see you. The ride here was great. And here we are.
But we were together all morning.
And yesterday and the day before. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. I always like to see you. But we're in a different room.
Yes. This kind of separates the...
Super exciting.
This is like, yeah, it really brings us together. I look forward to these. This is really cool.
Me too. All right. Topic number one.
All right. So we went to Disney.
Land.
Land, not world. Land is in LA, California, Anaheim, to be exact.
Yes. So we went on Thursday. It was an interesting situation because we got an invite and both of the girls had something booked on the calendar that couldn't be moved. So it was just going to be you and I, and we were talking about it, and Noah was in earshot, and he was like, wait, you guys are going? That sounds like so much fun. So I was like, well, the girls aren't coming, but you can come with us if you want. He was like, okay. I didn't know if he would be like, oh God, I'm good. No, thanks. But he came with us. It was the three of us. And it was a invitation from Hulu. And we visited the new Avengers campus.
Yes.
It was the opening day. It was so cool.
It was really fun. And we went to Disney when the kids were really young.
Wait, to be exact, Disneyland, Charlie was 2 months old and Dixie was not three yet. We came to California. You had work and we tried to make it a little bit of a vacation. So Charlie slept in the baby Bjorn the entire time. And Dixie was living her best life.
Disney is a magical place.
It really is.
And even though it was the middle of the day and it was pretty hot out, it was still pretty cool. And we were wearing masks. It was still a lot of fun. And the Avengers campus is very cool.
Yeah. You know, I've never been to something like that on opening day. So everything was just so like brand new. Like everything was brand new. I think we were one of the first handful of people in the thing, right?
Yes.
So the ride that they had open was it was a Spider-Man ride, right? And you get in this thing. So it was Noah and me and Mark. And it's this whole thing. And then it takes you around and you use your hands, like you're moving your hands like you're shooting spider webs to... kill these spider bots that are everywhere. They're in the vents. They're everywhere. It's all like digital and everything, but it's a lot.
It was
first
a workout.
Of all, it was a workout. My arms, I was full on sweating, mask, you got 3D goggles on, the 3D glasses, the mask. I'm sweating. It's like there is a lot happening right now.
And then we had to leave early, but it was totally cool. Oh. Like Noah is an incredible kid, young man.
He was a little kid that day.
Yeah, he really was. And so was I. I mean, I was a big superhero fan growing up, but I kind of more on the DC side with Superman and so Marvel is the Avengers. And then I actually, after we went to this Avenger campus, I started watching the movie. So I watched all 4 Avenger movies since we've been to the campus. So
yeah, definitely sparked a new interest for us. But just everything, the cafeteria was so fun. I don't know if anybody saw our stories, but we had these arms. Are they Iron Man's arm that you stick your arm in and it holds your cup? So you we had sodas or whatever it was, and we're at the restaurant. So Noah and I, like smart people, they said we could have the arms. So we took the arms. Mark opted out. And so we had the arms. We went to another part and rode Guardians of the Galaxy, that ride. I have my arm on, full on. It was hilarious. I'm having too much fun with that arm. It's in the house and I have it and I wear it. It's so fun. Also, we ran into Nick and Sienna. And if you don't know who that is, you have to go and follow them on their socials. It's at Nick and Sienna, S-I-E-N-N-A. They are the cutest duo you will ever see. Dad and daughter. So sweet. Charlie and Dixie have met them. They met them like in 2019 or early 2020, and we've never met them, but we always, like, I've shared their stuff. They're super sweet and just like the nicest. And Sienna's adorable. I think she's maybe 5. But go follow them. They're so, so cute. And he's just like a good dad, and they're very cute together. So they were there too. And it was fun to see people that you see on social media all the time in real life. You're like, wait, I actually have never met you in person.
I know. Like, I felt like I knew them. Yeah. And then as we were walking through the park with Noah, he got stopped a bunch of times. Yeah. And he's so gracious. And he takes photos with everyone. And I think that's the cool thing I love hearing about. I see it with our kids, but I definitely hear it with Noah, that they're approachable and they're always so nice. And they definitely take the time to stop and take the pictures. And everyone was really, all the kids that came up were really cool.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So we had something, a dinner that night. So with traffic and everything else, we were already late to leave the park, and we knew we'd be late for this dinner. So we're trying to hurry. And then, you have these fans that are like, Noah. And I feel bad. He feels bad. He doesn't want to tell anybody no. And then our guide who was trying to get us through the park is like, we have to go. And he's like, literally took pictures. So it's like, sometimes it's better if you just do the whole group, that way everybody gets in the picture, and sometimes it's easier and you can get through it. But it is tough because you do want to sit and take pictures with everybody. And they do feel so bad when they are having to rush through, or they're like, literally the time is, if he would have stopped and taken pictures with everybody, it would have been another hour and a half at least. So that was like, I felt bad because they were so sweet and they were so happy to meet him. And he was super gracious and did that. So we got out of there and the nick of time, not really, we were late.
So we went to the dinner, and I just found it interesting because there's a video out of Tom Brady in a TikTok, and we went to a friend of a friend's house, and Tom Brady happened to be there. And the wild thing about it is I'm sitting there looking, oh my God, it's Tom Brady. But the person whose house it was had some kids, and they, although they probably like Tom Brady and they know Tom Brady, they went nuts when Noah and the kids stopped by, and it was so much fun. So then Dixie, Noah, and Charlie were doing TikToks with the kids, and randomly Tom Brady just walked in the kitchen behind them and kind of looked. And he has kids too. We didn't talk about it. I know. Yeah. I'm sure his kids are on TikTok, but really nice guy, super gracious, awesome. But I think he's gearing up for his next Super Bowl victory. So he left a little early and had to get his rest. And handsome man, that Tom.
Yeah, he's a tall fella.
Tall, handsome guy, nice smile.
No, I was
taken, I tell you.
It was like, I mean, when are you sitting to dinner with what is happening with our life? Like, Tom Brady's just at the other side of the table. Hello.
Yeah.
And our kids aren't super, I mean, they know who Tom Brady is, obviously, but they're not like super, super sports fans. But
full disclosure, I'm a Giants fan, so it was kind of like, whatever.
Anyway, it was fun. And the boys had a good time. So they were like, Tom Brady.
Yeah, that was cool. So there was only one person left in our family that still had their wisdom teeth.
So, yeah, that night at the dinner was Charlie's last night with her wisdom teeth. Because the next morning, we had the appointment to get them taken out. She was in a lot of pain. It wasn't an emergency situation like Dixie's was. But it was, the dentist has been saying for a long time, like, we got to get them out before they get impacted and the whole thing. So her two top ones were sideways and the two bottom ones were, it was a lot.
Why do you think it's different nowadays than when we were kids?
Wait, I want to know. Okay. Back in the day before there were oral surgeons, like, was there enough room in people's mouths for wisdom teeth? Why? Like, when did we decide, you know what? No on those. Obviously, they hurt, so you got to take them out. Did humans evolve and their mouths are smaller? What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's research that and we'll get back to the audience.
No, I don't
next.
Feel like
or,
it.
Or just Google it yourselves.
Just tag me. Find out and tag me. I can't do the work.
But do you think, like, I noticed that it just seems like a bigger deal now. Like, I went in. I didn't even go to an oral surgeon. I just went to a dentist and the guy was like, hey man, you got to get all your four of your wisdom teeth out. I got them out and then that was it. It wasn't like a long process. It seems like it's a little bit bigger ordeal nowadays.
I think you might not remember things as they are. Number one, I don't think you went to a dentist because I don't think dentists do that unless you're a dentist / oral surgeon. I didn't go to my dentist. I went to an oral surgeon. We're not that far apart in years. And
what was your recovery time?
Probably a week. I did it the week before I started my senior year. I was super swollen when I started school and my face was totally bruised.
Let me ask you, do you think they take them out too early nowadays? Because I remember mine came through.
I was 18.
The skin. So it was almost like maybe it was just like pulling a tooth. Do you think too early that they're so impacted that it's a bigger surgery now than it used to be?
Or 17. How old were you?
I think it was older.
So all I know is from when Dixie had hers out, she waited too long. And so the roots were so deep that it was like harder to get them out.
And remember they cut Dixie's. Mm-hmm. She thought they took.
They were actually infected. They cut her teeth in half. So she's all loopy. Okay, if you haven't seen Dixie's wisdom teeth removal video on YouTube, please go watch it. It'll be, it'll make you laugh. And so she wanted her teeth. So we're in they show her teeth. There's a bag of, six teeth? 1, 2, 3, 4. They cut two in half.
Yeah.
And so, she's like, how many did you take? Oh my gosh. I was cracking up. They're like, we had to cut two of them in half. So stay tuned for Charlie's wisdom teeth YouTube video. You will not want to miss that. I don't want to give away too much.
Just give away a little bit.
Oh my gosh. It's going to make your heart melt. That's all I can say. Please, if you ever watch anything.
Did Dixie make your heart melt?
Dixie was funny. Like, she was funny. I wonder if when you're like put under like that and you come to, if that's like truly what's inside of you. Like, Dixie was a little angry, a little sassy, potty mouth. Charlie was none of those things. So I just wonder, like, if that is the at the core of the each person.
They're going to do compare and contrast videos between our two kids. And that's where it's definitely nature over nurture.
Yeah.
Because they're wired totally differently. Different. Brought them up the same exact way, doing a lot of the same things, same house, same everything. And they're two... Yeah. When you see the video, it's You'll two know. Totally different kids.
She was nervous, though. She was nervous about going into it. And like, I'm sure like most people, but she was like, kept talking about how nervous she was to me.
So I remember, and Heidi already said that I don't have a good memory, which I have a very good memory.
You do have a good memory.
So I know I got mine out on a Friday and I passed out after that morning. And then I went out that night. And there was minimal bruising. I wasn't swollen, and I kept it moving. Charlie is extremely swollen. It's sad for me. I feel bad.
Like, she looks like she got hurt.
Yeah, like, it looks like she was in an accident or something. Yeah,
and bruised.
But you said you swole.
I was very bruised and swollen. I look like a chipmunk. I look like a hamster when they have their pouches full of their mouth. But I, you know, who knows? And... Yeah, weigh in on it. Let us know how your surgeries were, your wisdom teeth removals were when you were young. But it is definitely a thing now to record because the things that come out of you. So what I remember about mine, I think it was the second day my mom had, she had gotten all this stuff for me, soup and, you know, mashed potatoes, all that, popsicles, things like that. And, but on the side for like my sisters and my mom and dad, she had made a rice and gravy, like nice Cajun meal. And I wanted that rice so bad. And I remember I took a little bite of rice and it got stuck in the hole. And I was like, oh, I was so scared because I'm such a rule follower, especially when I was like a little kid, you know, a kid. Well, I was 18, almost 18, but I was like, I was like, oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble. And then I used the little syringy thing.
How old were you?
So I was going into my senior year, so I must have been 17, almost 18.
I was a junior in college, so I was like probably 20.
But mine were hurting. So like Dixie's were an emergency. They were infected and she was in so much pain and she's got a high tolerance for pain. Charlie's were hurting, but they were kind of at the beginning of hurting, but they've been telling her to take them out for probably 6 or 7 months.
Wow. Yeah, my mom didn't do any of that for me. I don't even think I was living home at the time.
Oh, my mom took great care of me. I had a lot of popsicles.
So you posted something. Was it on?
Oh, yeah.
Was it on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Protect your aura.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay. Remember when we went, another YouTube video on our family channel. We went to get our auras read.
Yeah. No, sure.
And it was kind of that. And just like your aura, and it's not auras read. It was actually a photograph. It was pretty interesting. Sometimes I see it on people's stories and it just like stops me. Like there's a lot of things I see that I keep like scrolling past. But this one,
So what does your aura present that you need to protect it? And how do you protect it? And this is a side of you that I'm like, are you into witchcraft or anything like that? Like what's happening? Like,
oh my
what's happening?
God, you're such a weirdo. No. It's called voodoo, Mark, get it straight. Like seriously, I'm from Louisiana. No, seriously is just your energy. The energy that the people that you have around you, are they draining your energy?
Oh.
Are they adding to your energy? You know, the times that you are alone and
do I enhance your aura?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. I'm happier. Oh my God, I just got so emotional. What is wrong with me? I'm happier when I'm around you. What is happening? Why am I crying? Why am I period? No. What's happening? I am happier when I'm around you, even though right now you're driving me crazy because you're laughing at me.
So you should protect your aura.
Yeah, I think.
Give me a list of the top three ways to protect your aura.
I think being around people that are positive and don't drain your energy, and this goes both ways for you to them too, that just are like rooting for you, are in your corner, and you are to them. I just feel like that makes you a happier person. I think when you're around people who are negative or maybe are hanging around you for the wrong reasons, or you might not be like, oh, I don't feel as good when they're around me. Sometimes it's hard to pinpoint it. It's easier when it's just like you're around somebody that's fun and happy and you are too, and the things are great and you're having a good time. Sometimes when it's the other way, I feel like you don't realize it. And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't know. For me, I think it clicks sometimes. Like, wait, I don't know if I'm not like enjoying the time with certain people because it's a drain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I find that I don't really let other people mess with my aura as much as I mess with my own aura.
Oh, okay.
I'm my own worst enemy.
How do you mess with your own aura?
In one instance, I care about what people say about us, but on the other side, like, I'm pretty comfortable in my own skin. So I think I've set myself up to be around people that, from the people I work with to my, you know, you can't really choose your family, but we've kind of worked to make sure that we have a smooth running family. And I don't bring people around that have a negative aura. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy.
Yeah, but don't you think by all of those things, the people you hire, the people we hang around with, those are all people that are great for our auras.
So I am probably.
So you are doing it.
I've been protecting my aura. I just didn't realize it.
I mean, maybe you call it something else, but I guess it's all the same thing.
Yeah. I kind of like, I think it all comes to like, I don't want to sweat the small stuff. I don't want to bring negativity into our house. I'm like.
But to be honest, like, dude, it's hard. You're raising kids and you're married and things are, you know, there's life happening. It's hard to, I just want to like be zen and happy and like that's not real. And so I think by protecting your aura and having people around you that are good for your energy too, in those times where you're not feeling good, it's helpful to have that, because if you had someone that wasn't good for you around you, it'll make you feel worse. And I'm not saying like, oh, I'm just going to mold into whoever's around me. It's just like, it just makes the vibe a little less. You know?
I don't get the negativity. Like, I don't understand. Again, I don't think I'm my own worst enemy. I think I'm hard on myself, and I know I always strive to do better every day. And like, I couldn't see, like, I'm focusing on myself, my family, and I couldn't see how I would take the time. Like, some people make
time to be negative.
Make time to be negative. And I just find that so odd that they just would sit there and it's work to be negative. Like, it's so much easier to like, and that's why I just kind of, sometimes I tell the girls like, dude, don't worry about it. It's like, this is just.
It's hard to tell someone not to worry about
that. And sometimes I have to tell myself that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not even going
to
look at that.
You know what I try to do? I just try to like adjust my focus. Like, I'm not going to focus on the negativity and all that. And it's almost like it doesn't exist when you don't look at it.
Yeah.
It truly is that way. And so I try to focus on the positive things, even if I'm talking with someone in the conversation and it's kind of going where it's like they want to go down that, you know, negative road. I try to point out like, oh my God, like, you look so great today. Like, you know, oh, would you ever, I don't know, just conversations that like, because I feel like they might feel better too if they switch their focus. I mean, you can't change people and you can't make people do what you want them to do and be positive or whatever. But if you can be a little part of some positivity in their day, I think that's a good thing.
Well, that's good to know. And I'm glad I'm helping you protect your aura. And I'm glad our auras work well together. And that's awesome. But on like a similar topic, and I find it interesting how we balance our lives with work and being parents and all the things that are going on. And do you think it's different now the way we balance than the way we used to balance when the kids were in school full time? And how do you balance?
Well, okay, you just asked me like four questions. I don't have that kind of memory storage.
How do you balance your life right now, being a parent with your kids? And
hard. I dip into one side or the other. It's hard to keep that balance. Right now, Charlie has her wisdom teeth out, and so I'm worrying about, you know, is she eating enough? Does she have enough? Like, it is what it is. Like, she can only eat so many things, like making sure she's tended to and all of that. I feel like I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you might feel like I'm too much. I am, like, obviously.
No, put those words in my mouth.
Yeah. I knew that about you. Listen, when you're not feeling good, and you of all people should know, you want people to like care and take care of you and like make sure you're okay.
I think
so right now I am off balance because I'm heavy on doing that. But like what mother wouldn't do that?
But I think we balance each other well because I'm like the guy you call when it hits the fan. Mm-hmm. When like if all of a sudden her fever spiked up to 104 and mm-hmm. she was infected, I'm all over it. That's what I'm doing. But like I think people have to go through adversity and experiences and kind of figure them out. And I think we balance each other really well because mm-hmm. it's not that I don't care because I care incredibly much, but I do think that there is a disservice when you, and not, this isn't about you personally, this is just in general, when people have things done for them and they don't get to experience the pain. And I think that's part of growing. So, and it's a balance as a parent, because the hardest thing is to see your kids suffer, mm-hmm. but you also don't want to, you don't want to protect them from everything.
Right. So. Well, I think the wisdom teeth example is not a good one. Look, she's in pain. I want to be there for her and tend to her, period. I am not going to ever change that about me. But the day-to-day stuff I have, and this has been hard. It's tough because our life is so different now, but I do let her kind of go through. Like, there were times where if she was sad, I would be there trying to make sure I could cheer her up and make her not sad. I think that, you're right, is a complete disservice. She's allowed to have those feelings. Everybody is. Everybody can feel all the feelings. It's not a bad thing to feel sad, and she's going to work it out. And she's not at an age yet that she's like, Mom, let me be sad. I'm fine. Actually, she is, because she has said that. But maybe when she was younger, like, let me be sad. I'm going to come out of this and I'm going to be fine. Like, it took me a long time to realize that. So that was not good for her or me.
I think for both of our childhood experiences, we came from different places where I think your mom was probably more hands-on helping you, and my mom was out of the house working, and my dad wasn't around. So I learned things. And for me, I'm sitting there going in my own head, like, oh, the way I ended up learning how to cook because I had to, and the way mm-hmm. I had to, and I made a bunch of mistakes along the way, but I think it helped me grow. I look at your situation, and I was like, well, some of the things that I did have to learn from myself, or why did I have to do, you know, I think we balance each other well because I think we bring mm-hmm. together, and you have your perspective yep. where it's like, I loved when my mom did this for me mm-hmm. and I want to do this for my kids. And I'm like, mm-hmm. well, I loved learning this. I loved learning how to look in the cabinet or the refrigerator and see potatoes and oil and learn how to make French fries without mm-hmm. Google. And that's what I did. And I think we both turned yeah. out pretty well.
I think the thing, like, you know, my mom and dad were around my whole life. So I did learn a lot of things, but they taught me, like, my dad taught me how to change the oil in my car, how to change a tire. You know, I would cut the grass, If you ask my sister Gingy, she will tell you I did nothing, but that is not true. Like, they did teach me things, and you probably know how to do those things too. You just learned it differently, or you know. I do think we balance each other out in that way, because you grew up the way you did and I grew up the way I did. Coming together, we have, like, the perspectives are so different that you might think that it wouldn't work. But it's like, I don't know. When I'm not feeling good, I want someone to, like, tend to me. You are like, you're fine.
Yes, I am.
But when you're not feeling good, you want people to tend to you. So we both want the same thing, but we both get different things.
I think that's why that old adage that opposites attract, I think we both had different experiences. And when I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what attracted us was just like that. We were just so different and we came from different places, different upbringing and different perspective on life, but it worked because we're constantly learning. Like, I'm always like, oh, I'll figure that out. I think Dixie has taken on a lot of that to the extreme where I always had to figure things out by myself. She's always like, I got it. I can handle it. And I'm like, Dix, ask me. Like, yeah. And that's where I look at where you have two parents that are here willing to help you. Like, ask us for help.
And I think that was something for me too that was hard, is to let her figure it out and not, come on, let me do that for you. Because it made her feel like she couldn't do it. And I think that was not good for her. And so by her trying and failing, maybe not even attempting it at all, and it's hard to watch. You want to just like, come on, do this. You got this. We can do it. Let me just do it for you, kind of thing. She's never going to get there. But eventually, what did she do last night? She called us over. This is, I don't know if she's ever done this, called us over. She asked us to come to her apartment and help her organize. That's, we've been trying to get her to let us do that since October when she moved into her apartment. And she just finally, I think it takes a lot of confidence to call, because we're not going to judge her. We're not going to say, oh, you can't do it. Let us do it. She was like, I know I can do it. I just want it done. And I want you guys to help me because I know you can do it like I would do it.
Right. And I think the difference between you and I is that we both want to help her, right? But I want her to take something from that, and either the way I did whatever I did to help get her apartment organized, and look at that and learn from that and be able to do it herself. And I think you just want to go there and help her. And we both want the same thing. I just want her to be able to, every time we go do something like that, and she does look at us and see some things, because I've learned when she's watched me do something, I'll find out later that she does the same thing. So
yeah, you went and you wanted to talk about how you were going to show her how to do it.
Yes.
I just went and did it. And I know she's going to pay attention and get the same thing out. But I was just...
I have certain techniques.
I had like nose to the grindstone, getting it done. Let's just get done as much as we can. And she had done so much already. I was so proud of her.
You're basically want to give someone a fish and I want to teach someone how to fish.
I'm not, no, because we were kind of doing it together.
Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day.
And
teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime.
And
I don't
not
know
only
said
did
that,
she see what I did,
probably should quote that
she was
person.
Like... when it comes time to do it again, I have full faith that she's going to do it. Like, she doesn't need me to do it again. She's almost 20 years
old.
She could do it.
Our 19-year-old daughter asks us to come over and wants to
hang out. Yeah, basically, that's it. I'll do anything if she calls me to come over. So, yeah, balance is not easy. But you know what? Honestly, I feel like when we're busy, I get 10 times the amount of stuff done. When we have a full calendar, I am, like, on it. And when we have days where we don't have as much, I'm like, what am I doing all day? I find I get not as much done, which doesn't make any sense. Also, going back to balance, Mr. Balance, while I have been tending to Charlie and her wisdom teeth and being a doting parent, you being unbalanced that way, you are being unbalanced binging Avengers movies. So balance is not easy.
Yeah. I don't know how to argue that, because they're really good.
Yeah. No, it's a good thing. I wanted to binge. I just kept...
You had things to do. You had soup to make. And
I opened the can of soup and put it in a pot. It's a lot.
So that was cool, man. Therapeutic. And I feel like we've learned a lot about each other and talked a lot about. So that, I think that's it for this episode.
Yeah, that was fun. I can't believe I cried. That was the first time I cried. You know what? I am emotional. I cry sometimes when I'm happy.
Yeah.
And touched. I love it.
I think that's great about
people make fun of me. The internet makes fun of me because I cry all the time. Like, I don't cry all the time. I cry when my heart is like so big and so happy. If that's a bad thing, I don't care.
I think it's awesome. And the fact that you're able to show your emotions, but can you do that? Like, you could probably get a good acting role if you could do that.
No, it honestly has to hit me in the heart and then it happens. And just like today, I'm like, what am I doing? Stop it. Like, I didn't mean for it to happen.
Harness that feeling.
You want to try and cry right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can't
cry.
I have nothing. My heart is not feeling it.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios. I'm Mark.
I'm Heidi. You can follow me on my socials at Heidi D'Amelio.
And you can follow me at Mark D'Amelio.
And for some extra, if you want to follow at D'Amelio Family Official, there's our family stuff and old photos and videos that it's fun to watch.
And we also have a dog.
D'Amelio Dog Pack. I don't do much on there. Their posting is so, they never post. They're slackers.
Yeah.
And they don't have thumbs.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios, comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.